Hello and welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm your host, Matthew Cote. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about some interesting recent goings-ons in our beautiful state and maybe even a few things going on in this amazing round thing we call home. Hello, I'm Matthew Cote. This is Foundation Nation along with Tech Genius Jay.
Hi, my name is Jay Salmi, owner of Jay's Technology Solution. So let's start the frivolity, Matt.
So it's been raining a lot. We had some world record rain.
Yeah, that was some serious rain.
That was a lot of rain. I know that Matt Vay got waterproofing leads in 2 days. That was a month of leads
in two days. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
So we're here in Foundation Nation underneath the SeaTac Airport second runway. Sometimes it sounds like we're directly inside their engine.
Yes, it does.
But there was a lot of rain going on. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. They had this article, Seattle Times. It was in the Tribune, and it's a guide to preventing home flooding, and it just basically talks about simple stuff. But you can't really, have your downspouts going away from your house at a downhill slope, stuff like that. But a lot of people, they don't understand that a lot of older homes, they wouldn't dig to avoid the water. They just would make the ground level,
right,
at whatever height it is, and then they build their house on top of that. And sometimes that'd be in the floodplain. Mm-hmm. That would be in the water table. So you need to get up out of the water table, because the water table, all the aquifers, they fill up when we get a lot of rain. And when the aquifers, which is like a giant container of water in the ground, when that gets filled, then our water tables start rising. When our water tables rise, then the crawl spaces, basements start flooding out. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Well, you add a sump pump, you run drainage systems on the inside, capture all the water and eject it out. But how do you prevent it? Well, you can lift your house up in the air.
Do that. Let's all put them on stilts.
Yeah, put them on stilts. They look like some kind of chicken house.
Yeah, and then our cars will just fly themselves into the garage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, honey, go float the car out and warm it up.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's, a significant amount of rain. I think, what is it? Maybe it's Kauai that has the most rain in the world.
Kauai.
Yeah. I think they have a significant amount of rain too.
Yeah. And I remember visiting there and every night it rained, but during the day it was gorgeous.
Yeah. I was watching a thing on YouTube about, talking about rain is like number two and number three most snow in the world cities are located. Do you know where?
Mm-mm.
Where would you think? Like, the most snow in the world, number two and number three cities located. They're both located in the
Calgary.
No.
No?
Japan.
Japan?
Isn't that weird? I would never thought.
Huh.
So okay. if you look at Japan, how it's kind of a banana-shaped island, whatever, mm-hmm. At least on the map. So the top of it goes up towards Russia.
Right.
That whole top part gets snow all day long, all the time, every day. They have a holiday thing going on up there this time of year where it's ice sculptures.
Okay.
Carved, and they're like see-through and they put lights on them and stuff. People go there. But I guess they have the biggest fish market in the world there.
Huh.
That's where you see all that famous bluefin tuna stuff coming from and all that. It's all from up there. And the reason the biggest fish market in Japan is there is because no refrigeration required.
Yeah, it's cold.
You just catch the fish and throw, gut it, clean it, scale it, and just set it in the snow, and it's frozen like a rock.
Mm.
So yeah, so that has nothing to do with rain, but
that's a digress.
Yeah, that's
a,
yeah. Sorry, but it still, if it was warmer, it'd be rain.
So how do you prevent your house from flooding?
Well, if it's in the water table, if it is flooding, all you can do is mediate it, capture the water and evacuate it from your property.
Reroute it.
Yeah, reroute it.
I actually know a company that does that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think really the best thing to do is, for years, we tried to stop the water with our waterproofing division. We tried to stop the water from the outside getting in.
Okay.
Impossible. It's just impossible. So moved on from that, you know, 20 years later, now what we do is we just allow the water to get into the crawl space or basement. We capture it that way, and then we evacuate it out that way. Mm-hmm. And that way you get a good, strong warranty. And then if there's a significant amount of water coming into your crawl space or basement, you add a dehumidifier. And then you, everything's covered. You're good. You won't get moisture. You won't get water. You'll have no effect into your house. But, you know, one thing that is that because we get so much rain and we have so much humidity trapped in our crawl space basements, one thing that people don't understand that'll improve your quality of life is a dehumidifier or not even a dehumidifier. Just keep the humidity level down in the 27%. It will change your life sleeping. I'm not even kidding. You know, if you can get your humidity level, you know, below the 29% mark, your sleep will improve dramatically.
You don't want to breathe water while you're sleeping?
Water vapor is no good.
Oh.
They carry things.
Oh, yes, they do.
Little thingies, little pokey thingies.
So what do you do when your house gets wet? I actually know a company that dries your house with everything in place.
Oh, yeah, with like those big fans and stuff.
Well, not just fans, the actual trailers with propane heaters. And the only company in Washington State that does it like this way.
What's the name of the company?
Water Out South Puget Sound. You can't dry it faster.
You can't dry it faster.
Yes, an amazing company.
That's cool. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, they're friends of mine.
Okay.
So I see them every week.
Say that name one more time.
Water Out South Puget Sound.
Water Out South Puget Sound. Okay, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
I'll put a link on the website so everybody can check that out. So they just dry up the...
Yeah, so the original owner sold it to friends of mine, which the original owner was a friend of mine too. But he took a concept from a different industry.
Okay.
And I'm not going to talk about that, but he reinvented it to be able to dry out houses.
That's cool.
So of course you have to take like any wax candles out or, you know, anything that can be damaged by excessive heat, which usually is not much in a house, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And he closes up your house, puts these big ducting tubes in your house, you know, one up high, one down low.
Okay.
One sucks out there, the other one brings it back in.
Okay.
And what it does is it's taking all the moisture out of the home.
Wow.
So when you get a flood in your home, then most of the restoration companies come in and they gut your house, right?
Right.
If you call them right away, your cost and, well, more likely the insurance that they're paying, their cost drops by the thousands.
Wow. Yeah, it's pulling all the water out of everything.
Right. And then and then with that, we also know GCs and flooring guys that can come in and take care of the tidbits that need to be fixed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I remember seeing two quotes from... one from Water Out and one from an actual restoration company that was going to gut and everything. Water Out South Puget Sound went in, dried the house, and it was, I don't know the exact number, but it was something crazy, like let's say 15,000, right, for the whole kit and caboodle. The restoration place was going to charge 75 to 100,000 to fix everything. By the time they got done with Water Out South Puget Sound doing their job, and the GC and the flooring guy fixing the little minor things, it was like a $22,000 to $25,000 bill.
Oh, wow.
Like almost one-fourth the price.
Yeah.
Because call them right away. They got in right away and got all the water out before excessive damage and mold.
Mold.
Any mold actually hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mold is a scary thing when you see black stuff growing all
over. And they also do mold remediation.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.
Well, going from a lot of rain to mold, we got one of my favorite topics in this whole state. We're real conspiracy theorists around here, and Bigfoots and all that stuff. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the UFOs.
The UFOs.
The UFOs. Not all of them, just the ones. There's a There's some UFOs. Congress is passing a law that is basically saying that whatever they know about UFOs, they're going to start disclosing.
But if the president determines that it's not for our ears or eyes yet, they will not disclose it.
Yeah, that's interesting. What do you think? Well, to quote Elon Musk, if there was aliens here, we'd know about it.
Are we sure about that?
That's what he says. He's smarter than me.
Then he's the alien.
He probably could be. Take off your mask, Elon. We want to see what's going on.
I'm not discounting the fact that there's other life in the universe somewhere
there
out
be.
There.
I mean, it's infinite.
I have a hard time believing that this planet is it.
Yeah.
I mean, come
That's
on.
That's so sad.
You know, I do have a hard time believing that.
No flying cars and we're it? Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, that's a long distance to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't, I mean, you know, the moon, well, there's another conspiracy thing, you know, because it never happened when we went to the moon, apparently, to some. And look how long that took just to be able to do that.
Yeah, right? No, I think theories are fun for the movie industries and comic mm-hmm. books and just to talk about in general, you know. It would be really sad if we already know everything, you know. So I'm
we'd be omnipotent.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's totally fine to have some of these theories. I do know that there's a mathematical proof that explains, you know, the theory of the possibility of things happening. And basically what it says is because space is infinite, because that anything that can exist does and will exist mm-hmm. with an absolute certainty because it's infinite. So if something's, you know, so there's a flying eye, you know, there's a Superman version with Wolverine claws and adamantium eyeballs somewhere out there of us. You know, anything you can think of, you know, Jesus and dragons and you name it, they're out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that's how I kind of think about, you know, the outside of this planet thought, you know, so 100% UFOs exist. Are we going to see them? I don't know. You know, I mean, we probably look like a mess. So, you know,
they're staying away from us.
Yeah. They might do a flyby and be like, yeah, I don't think
nope.
so. You know, unless they can eat us or harvest us, we're probably not going to see them, you know, unless we have like a, unless this planet is like some kind of, has something on it that they need, you know, and our biggest resource is what? Water.
Yep.
So that would probably be, and we've seen lots of movies of them sucking that up.
Yes, that's true.
You know, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
But there's no proof that humans are going to be here for another 10,000 years.
No.
Because, you know, our planet already got destroyed of all life once.
Right.
So it's not a matter of if it'll happen, it's when.
Right. Well, I don't think we're going to need a meteorite. I think we're just going to drink and eat ourselves right out of existence.
Wally.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, Jesus Christ. That's so funny, you know, because every time I go to Costco, I think of that movie. You know, it's just.
Costco or Amazon?
Yeah, well, I don't go to Amazon.
No.
So, yeah. Well, you know, I mean,
but they bring everything to you.
Do you remember that movie? It was a funny movie where this guy gets frozen. He's in the Air Force or something. He gets frozen, then he gets brought back to life. And everybody's so dumb. And he's the smartest person on the planet. And
I don't remember this one.
Jeez. Anyway, it was a really dumb movie. I forget the name of it. And everybody in this movie, it's from the early 80s, like 81, 82. Mm. Everybody in the movie is wearing Crocs in the movie, the same Crocs that are so popular right now.
Huh.
And I always thought that was really funny because the whole movie, the premise of the entire movie is everybody is so dumb. And all they do is go to Costco and shop. It's like a fake Costco. They go to Costco, they shop, they do their job. They're so dumb. They don't know how to do anything. This guy's just a regular guy. And he gets unfrozen. And then he's the smartest guy in the world because he's like from 200 years ago.
Huh.
And he can just do normal, simple thinking. Yeah, I'll look it up. Let me look it up real quick. Huh. So what are you guys doing for the holiday?
Enjoying.
Are you going to any shows or anything?
No, we're going to go tonight. We're going to go to the Spanaway lights, the drive-through lights.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're going to go do that. And then for New Year's, we're going to go see our friends up in Canada.
Oh, the do you have the Nexus Pass?
No, we got to look into getting that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are a lot of people that are getting them. They're like 6 months out.
Yeah, they're quite a ways out. We were using Jameson's a copy of his birth certificate to get over the border a multitude of times. This last time, we were coming back, and they said, no, you can't use this. You need to go inside. So we went inside, and there was one exceptionally long line and one very short line. Luckily, the line we needed was a short line.
Yeah.
We went up there, and Jameson hands the guy his birth certificate. And I'm like, yeah, they said we can't use this. We've been using this for like the last year and a half. And the guy looks up our information. He goes, you have been, and you've never been stopped. Huh. He goes, here, get out here. Go home.
Jeez.
So we got to get him his passport. So that way
yeah.
We don't worry about that anymore. We do have an original copy that we take with us now. But,
yeah,
you know, that was just like, really? I've used this like 20 times now. And then all of a sudden today, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
After we just spent an hour and a half trying to get to this point in the long line of cars.
Yeah. Okay, so that movie's called Idiocracy. The book was written in the 80s. The movie came out in 2006.
That's why there's Crocs.
Yeah, so there's I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's 2006. I thought it was way earlier, but I'm not sure. It looks, let me see. It looks like super. No, it's 2006. Yeah, for sure. All right, go watch that movie. It's the end of the goddamn world movie, but they say everybody's dumb and they're all shopping at Costco and anything. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. What are you guys doing for the New Year?
I go to our friends in Canada.
So you're going to be in another country celebrating the New Year?
Yes.
Safe move. Real safe move.
Yeah. Why not, right?
Nothing happens in Canada.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, all right, well, thanks for joining Foundation Nation. I'm Matthew Cote with Tech Genius Jay.
Hi, everybody. Good night, Matt.
All right.
Good day.
Yeah, good day, good night, good afternoon, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.